Blog Talk Radio.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down every plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are the church.
Let the church unite.
Take back this country from the hand of the enemy.
Let the church unite.
Get up, stand up and fight.
Good afternoon, and to God be the glory. Thank you so much for turning into our dynamic and anointed radio broadcast entitled Come Together for a Change. Today is Monday, July 25th, 2016. My name is Senior Chaplain Shalia Griffith, your radio co-host, together with my awesome and gifted husband, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith, the amazing host for Come Together for Change. It is in conjunction with our ordained ministries, which are Men in Search of Change, and HWG Outreach Center for Change. At this time, I certainly wish to welcome all of our faithful listeners, our brand new listeners, and our devoted prayer partners and supporters. God is good all the time. So I want to encourage you to stay strong in the faith and don't get negative towards yourself or concerning your future. Just remember that in our spiritual journey, the enemy has strategically placed all kinds of stumbling blocks in our path. When we make the Word of God our number one priority, it helps us to move forward with our eyes wide open. His words light our path and help us to see clearly where to step. When we love His holy word, we keep our peace and avoid stumbling. Remember that the most important thing you can do is take time to read and meditate on His holy word. Why? Because His word is life and strength to our body, and it will protect and direct our every step throughout our holy journey in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You may also listen to our radio broadcast wherever you are via our telephone, via your telephone by simply dialing 646-200-0578. That number again, 646-200-0578. Every Monday from 3:30 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You also may listen to our radio broadcast through Facebook, under Elder Hudson W. Griffith or Shalia Griffith, or you may go to our website entitled Men in Search of Change.com. Click on the topic Come Together for Change. You can scroll down to the bottom of the page and just pick any date you wish to hear any of our previous messages as well as a message for today. However, our message for today usually takes about an hour to get onto our website. Okay? Thank you so much again for listening to Come Together for Change. Now, just so you know, unless we come together for change in love, in faith, in peace, and in Jesus' name, we will never receive the full blessings God truly has in store for us. You agree? Now, our inspiration for this week is entitled, it speaks about abilities and is written by our host, Elder Hudson W. Griffith. He writes, "Did you know that God gives to all of us different talents and abilities? Some of us, however, instead of doing our best with what we have to reach our potential, we are busy watching others and envying what they have. This is because they think abilities define us. Don't be fooled. It is not our abilities that defines us, but the choices and decisions we make. You make the right choices so your good will not be envied, evilly spoken of. Be an example and a mentor, not by your ability, but by your integrity. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. What you make happen for others, God will make happen for you. Stop being selfish and thinking about yourself only, stealing or hurting others to make yourself look better. It will not last for long. God will repay the hurt and pain endured by his children. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. Time to change your ways. Do good, and good will bless you. We can show love to others through our humility in serving them, not just in our preaching and singing, but in words of encouragement. Remember, love is giving. Our topic for this week, you might need your pencil and paper so you can write some of this down. Our topic is peace in the midst of the storm. And you must agree, many of us have many storms, sometimes more in one day. But you know what? Our special guest speaker is going to tell you how you can handle each and one of those storms. Our main scripture is coming from St. Mark, the 4th chapter, the 37th through the 41st verse. And it is as follows, 37. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? That was our main scripture for today. And now it does give me a great pleasure, as well as a privilege, to present to you our special blessing from God this week from the host of Come Together for Change, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith.
Thank you very much, Aaliyah. It's a wonderful privilege to be able to come into your homes or wherever you are and to let you know that Jesus Christ is alive. And because he is alive, we can put our faith and our trust in him. We don't have to be guided by the circumstances. We don't have to be guided by what happens in different places. Recently, there's been a spate of killings. There have been disasters in different places. But we don't have to be afraid of these things because we can put our trust in God and know that he will take us through. Our subject for today helps us to understand that we can have peace in the midst of the storm. And what is next is that we can speak to our storms. Here was Jesus in the text that was read today, St. Mark's Gospel, chapter 4, verse 37 to 41. Here was Jesus in the ship asleep, and his disciples were there with him. But there arose a storm. The winds began to be boisterous. The winds began to be uncomfortable. And the ship began to be filled with water. And the disciples were having a problem with the wind and with what was happening. And Jesus was asleep. And they went and awoke Jesus and said to him, Carest thou not that we perish? And Jesus got up, and what did he do? Now, what Jesus did is very important for us to understand how to deal with the storms in our life. What did Jesus do? Jesus got up, and he spoke to the winds. He spoke to the sea, and he said, "Peace, be still." It was like, "Peace, be quiet." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Isn't that interesting? Because Jesus said to us, you know, if you have as much faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, "Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and it shall be done." So we see here that Jesus got up, and he just spoke to the boisterous seas. And we, as a people of God, have got to be able to get up and speak to the problems in our lives, speak to the difficulties in our lives. Because peace, what is peace? Peace is freedom from war, freedom from strife, confusion, fear, worry, freedom from addictions, disturbance, lawlessness. We want to have a good peace of mind. Anything that disturbs your peace of mind and cause you not to have calm and tranquility and serene that you should have. And you see that a storm is a disturbed state of the atmosphere. In other words, we have strong winds, a strong or sudden outburst. You know, so we see that that Jesus stilled the storms, and he gave us the power and authority that we should be able to speak to the storms in our lives. But we, instead of that, whenever we have a situation, we get fearful. And what did Jesus say to the disciples? "Why are you fearful? Where is your faith? Why are you fearful? And you know, why have you not got enough faith that you yourselves could speak to the storms?" And the disciples were astonished because Jesus just spoke the word and the seas went quiet. He just spoke the words. And they said, "What manner of man is this that even the winds and the seas obey his command?" That shows that despite the fact that they were around Jesus for so long, they hadn't learned anything, because they didn't realize that it's according to your faith that you speak the word in faith, and according to your faith, things are going to change. According to your faith, when you speak to your situations, when you speak to the problems in your life, that things can change. Because all of us go through storms. There are storms which comes up like sudden winds at times. There are storms that comes up and threatens our emotional stability. There are storms that comes up and makes things uncomfortable for us. There are storms that we have to battle in our daily lives, and we have to understand that we have to live at peace with all men, because that's what the word says, that we must live at peace with all men. The word says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." Therefore, we have to understand that we as believers have to live at peace, because here the scripture in Romans 12:18. Romans 12:18 says, "If it be possible, live at peace with all men." So we have a responsibility to be peaceful, not to give way to our emotions. At times we feel like we would indulge in profanity and tell another person what we feel about them. At times there are people that would cause us to come into a situation where we feel like we have to retaliate. Oh, it's just like the situation that we're having here now. It's like a tit for tat. It is like retribution. It is like people are getting up in arms because of what has been happening with the police and stuff like that. And we've got to learn that retaliation is not the thing to do, but to learn to live peacefully with all men, not to retaliate, not to do what, to respond to the evil that may come our way. But the Hebrews 12:14, it says, follow peace with all men, follow peace. So we have to be able to understand the importance of peace in the lives of a Christian, because we have to look at what is breaking our peace. We have to understand that we can't give in to the things that would cause us to be angry. We can't give in to the things that would cause us to retaliate and want to fight back and things like that. No, we have to be able to live at peace, because the word says in Psalms 34:14, depart from evil and do good, seek peace and pursue it. And some of us need to seek peace because our disposition is not good. Our disposition is one of fighting. Our disposition is one of not taking the last laugh, as it were. But so we have to understand how to seek peace and pursue it, you know. Because, again, in Psalm 119:165, it says, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. So when we know what the word says, when we know what we can afford to live at peace, we can afford to be peaceful when the circumstances would come to offend us, when people would say things to offend us, when people will do things to offend us. We have to be able to see them as storms in our life that we can speak to. You are capable of dealing with every situation in your life. You don't have to make an excuse, she made me mad, or he made me mad, or he made me angry. Regardless of what people say or do, you can be peaceful, because God wants you to live at peace with all men, right? So, you know, you've got to understand in Isaiah 26:3, it says, that will keep them in perfect peace whose mind is still on thee, because he trusted in him. So we have to see that God wants us to live at peace. Nobody should be able to take away our peace. Just as you can speak to people, you don't have to retaliate, but you can speak in peace. Just as the waves came up, and Jesus spoke to them, and he said, peace, be still. We can speak to the storms in our lives. We can begin to speak to the mountains of doubt in our lives. We can speak to the things that will disturb our peace, and we can live at peace with all men. I know at times it's not easy, and we get angry. But if you have got an anger problem, and you know that it will cause problems in your life, you need to speak to it or get someone to pray for you that you will not lose your peace, but that your peace will always be intact, that you will know that God is able to deliver you from whatever situation you're in, right? God wants you to know that you can live it, you can do it. You have to just speak to the problems, just as Jesus spoke to the waves and they stopped. You can speak to your situations. You can speak in faith to the demons that would come to disrupt your life. It might be your children. It might be your spouse. You know, very often violence occurs, domestic violence occurs at home because of the speech. We say things that we should not say, and the other person feel that they should have the last say, and there is retaliation backward and forward, and then it gets gets to a point when your anger boils over and you want to be able to lash the other person, or you lash at them, whatever, and then it goes to a point when something inside you says, kill him, stop him from talking. And that is how we find that domestic violence escalates to a point where there is no peace. If you were peaceful, if you were living in faith and trust in God, you could listen and hear people saying the worst things, and you don't have to retaliate. You can live at peace. Can you live at peace in these troubled times? You may ask yourself, can you live at peace when so many things is happening? Oh, there's a strong spirit of retaliation, meaning that you have to have the last say, or you have to be able to show that you are stronger. But God wants you to come to a point where you can rest on him. You can rest in peace, and knowing that regardless of your circumstances, he will take you through. You don't have to make a show to prove that you are a man by retaliating and saying things and doing things that would bring you into trouble and bring you into the courts, and then the police come and have to take you away, because you've got to learn to live in peace. If it's possible, living at peace is necessary in these days. If we're going to move to a higher level of faith in God, you've got to live at peace. Watch your mouth, because the tongue is an evil vessel. If you give way to the things that is being spoken to you, you've got to watch your tongue. The things you say can bring you into confusion. The things you say to others can bring hatred, can bring spite. The things you say can cause you to be in a situation where there is no peace in your home. There is no peace in your home because you have not got the peace in your heart. If there was peace in your heart, you wouldn't have to be retaliated and saying things that are spiteful and hurtful. God wants to bring an end to that, and he wants you to know that you can speak to the circumstances, you can speak to the situations, whatever comes your way, you have the power, because Jesus said you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and unto the utmost parts of the world. So you've got to know that you have got this power, and this is power to be able to speak and pull down the strongholds around you. If you have that faith in God, because you need to have that faith, because the word says without faith it is impossible to please God. And since it's impossible to please God without faith, every one of us have to be able to build up our faith level. What is faith? How does it come? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So it's the knowledge of the word of God that's going to bring faith in your life. Faith to overcome. Faith to pull down the strongholds. Faith to know that whatever you ask in faith, believe it, God will give it to you. So do not let the devil make you feel that you cannot do any better, that you were born that way and you have to stay that way. No, it's time that you become a peacemaker. It is time that you know that as you live at peace, God will guide you, and it will save you from problems with the police. It will save you with problems if you only learn to live at peace. Are you ready to live at peace? Are you ready to pull down the strongholds in your life that is causing you to take on the situations and retaliate? Are you ready? I want to pray for you now that God will give you the strength, that God will give you the ability to overcome. And I want you to know that if you have faith in God, he is able to help you to overcome every weakness in your life, every temptation that would come to throw you back. You can overcome. And I know that if you trust God and you listen to his word, you read his word, you can live at peace. I want to pray with you now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you on the behalf of those who are listening. Lord, they may be going through difficulties because they can't govern their tongue. And they say things that is hurtful and cause strife. I bind that spirit of strife. I bind that spirit of unbelief. I bind those spirits that would come to cause confusion. In the name of Jesus, I declare, Lord Jesus, that your peace shall follow every individual that needs it, Lord. Lord, you said that the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Help us, Lord Jesus, to listen to you, Lord. Help us, Lord Jesus, to stay in touch with you. Help us, Lord Jesus, not to jump on every bandwagon that would call for retaliation and cause us, Lord, to get ourselves in trouble. Lord, let your spirit guide and take full control of everyone that's listening, that they will know that you are the one that can help them get this peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Peace in the midst of the storm. Now, you are truly blessed by Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson Griffith, and he completely laid out the foundation for you, so that you will know how to deal when the storm comes in your life. Amen. Well, friends and faithful listeners, this is all the time we do have for now. In my closing, do drop us a line this week and let us know how you are perceiving our program. Our mailing address is Come Together for Change at P.O. Box 90553, Henderson, Nevada 89009. Or you can simply email us at hwgministries@gmail.com or sgriffith2010@aol.com. And if you are ever in need of prayer or counseling, or even if you have a question, please feel free to call Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith at 702-454-5717. Thank you again for listening to Come Together for Change. We pray that you were blessed. I know you were. Now you know when your storm comes how you can get peace in the midst of your storm. Know that you are next in line for an amazing blessing this week. Just look for it. God will do it. For you were created by Almighty God to live a blessed and fulfilled life. To bless someone this week, not just yourself, but stretch your hands out and look and see who needs help. God is waiting on you. Amen.
The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back.